Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we declare our oneness with this power, and we decree it also, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children and all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders and just let the chair totally support your body. This is our communion time with the Spirit. There is a lot of power in words. At times, it's as if these words were the very cells of our bodies, and they're listening to what we have to say. I feel the words throughout my body as I say them, and I feel their effect linger in my body long after I have spoken them. So I make a conscious effort to speak words that are messages of healing to my heart and lungs, to my joints and muscles, to my nerves and digestive system. I feel a response as I encourage my heart to beat in perfect rhythm and my lungs to take in oxygen and send it to all areas of my body. My message to and for myself is one of health and healing, and has as its source the Spirit of God within me. I bless my body and soul with healing words of life and give thanks for the blessed results. There is great power in words. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here this morning, to be with those of like mind, and to be aware that the words we speak have an effect on our world. Help me this day to choose my words mindfully, to always put forth the best that we can in all situations, to remember that each and every one of us is a child of God. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you bless our lives, you bless this congregation, and all living things. Join me now as we make that journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, joy, love, and faith. This is a place in consciousness that we can enter into at any time. Knowing that when we do enter, we are lifted, we are blessed, we are healed, we are prospered. We make our way to the door of the secret place, and before we enter in, we must let go. Let go of mental and emotional thoughts that are not serving us. And perhaps there is still baggage, physical baggage, that is not serving us. So see all these things falling away. We step through the door, and as we do, we feel the Christ light It surrounds us and it lifts us. And we send that blessing out into our world. Relax in your seated position and focus on your heart. That is the love center. So open up your love centers in preparation for all the blessings that Spirit has for us. All that you need is provided. God is here. Do you need healing? God is here. Do you need love? God is here. Whatever it is that you need, God knows what you need, and it is provided. Let's use the next few moments without the sound of my voice so you can pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Heard our prayers, and you have answered them as you always do. We are grateful that you have blessed our lives and blessed our world. So we say, in the name and nature of our elder brother and way shower, Jesus the Christ, amen. And so it is.